Welcome to The Crossing, the sermon podcast from Washington National Cathedral. We're so glad you're with us, and we hope this week's episode gives you comfort and inspiration. Be sure to check out our other Crossing podcast, Tower Talks, where you can find untold stories from cathedral docents, volunteers, staff, and artists who have each helped make the cathedral into the national treasure we all love. And now, enjoy this week's sermon.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. In the last few months, I've been called upon by numerous people and organizations to do things for them. Some of the requests are relatively small and manageable. Others require considerable commitments of time and energy. Now, receiving such requests has always been a part of my life, as no doubt it has been part of yours. What feels different now is the level of intensity. There's an urgency, and at times even a desperation in the asking. And I understand why. This is a stressful time. A lot is being asked of everyone, and how tired we are when the requests come in may not be the most important data point. And the best way I can describe what it feels like inside when some of these requests come in is with an expression and a metaphor from the great American pastime, a summons to step up to the plate. Baseball players step up to home plate when it's their turn at bat, unless the manager replaces them with someone else. And how they feel about stepping up to the plate when it's their turn is irrelevant. Stepping up to the plate is their job. It's what baseball players do. And it's a singular task. Yes, baseball is a team sport, but the team doesn't go to bat all at once. And if you're up for that excruciating and exhilarating moment, all eyes are on you. It's easy to understand, therefore, how that phrase, stepping up to the plate, crossed over into other areas of life to describe those moments when a person, by him or herself, acts in response to a crisis or an opportunity. When a person takes initiative, accepts responsibility, and does what needs to be done. As an aside, given that we are a multilingual diocese, I began to wonder how stepping up to the plate translates. I asked our ASL interpreters to show me this morning, and I think I have it. In Spanish, the exact translation, subir al plato, isn't an expression, so it makes no sense at all. The closest parallel I could find was from the Castilian, very Spanish sport of bullfighting, coger el toro por los cuernos, which does cross over smoothly into English as a similar expression, to take the bull by the horns. Same idea. But there's another expression to get at the same thing that doesn't cross over well into English, but it made me smile. Ponerle el cascabel al gato, which literally means to put a bell on a cat. The idea being to have the courage to do what others dare not. So, stepping up to the plate, taking the bull by the horns, putting a bell on a cat. Drawing from scripture and from life, I'm going to describe three ways that we might experience this call to step up to the proverbial plate. And my hope is simply that you'll hear something that validates and honors your experience now. and gives you a sense of how important you are when that moment comes. I know it's hard. I know we're tired. But no matter who you are and what you're being called to offer now, be it large or small, matters more than you will ever know. Now, we've just heard this very strange mushing together of two of Jesus's parables as they're written in the last chapters of the Gospel of Matthew. And context is important here. Jesus is near the end of his life. He's in Jerusalem. His back is against the wall. And his adversaries are throwing at him everything they've got. And he responds in the best way he knows how, which is by telling stories with exaggerated characters in extreme circumstances in order to convey a message for those with ears to hear. And the first parable is about a wedding banquet to which the invited guests couldn't be bothered to attend. And so the king does away with them and orders that the gates be flung open and all be invited in. Second parable, mushed to the first, is about a man who shows up at a wedding banquet poorly dressed for the occasion. Assuming the man had a garment but simply didn't make the effort to put it on, both have something to say to all of us about the dangers and the missed opportunities of responding half-heartedly to the invitations of life. So here we go. Three ways we're called to step up to the plate. One is with clarity and confidence. And this is when we receive an invitation and we know we're ready for it and we're equipped for whatever the task is before us. It can be big or small. It can be something we're excited about. It can be something we're dreading. But whatever the circumstance, the internal experience is one of knowing that we can do whatever is before us, and in some instances, arguably the most important, we know that we must do them. Two moments from Jesus' life come to mind here. The first is from the beginning of his public ministry as recounted in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. The text tells us that Jesus returns to his hometown of Nazareth after he has spent 40 days in the wilderness, trial and testing and prayer. And he is, the text says, filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. And as was his custom on the Sabbath, he goes to the synagogue. And apparently it was his turn to read from the scroll. And so he opens up the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. And this was the appointed text. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then Jesus rolls up the scroll, puts it down, takes his seat, and there's this quiet in the room, and all eyes are on him. And he says, I am the one about whom the text speaks. This is why I've come. He was clear, he was equipped, and he stepped up. There's another moment of confidence stepping up that we find now at the end of Jesus' life, as told in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, but with a decidedly different tone and outcome. Jesus has been arrested, and the religious authorities of Jerusalem want him dead. but they don't have the power to crucify him. So they go to Pilate, the puppet leader of the Roman Empire, and ask him to do it for them. And Pilate doesn't understand why Jesus' own people want him killed. So he summons Jesus and asks him, "Who are you? Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replies, "My kingdom is not of this world. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth hears my voice." And after that, Jesus stops talking. He knew his time had come, and he was ready. Now, granted, that kind of clarity, at least in my experience, is relatively rare, but I tell you, when it comes, you know it. As one person said to me in a way I've never forgotten, "I have been preparing my whole life for this moment." Has that ever been? Or is there now a moment like that for you? Or is there someone in your life that you see rising to that place, and can you name that for him or for her to say what you see in them, that their time has come? That's one way. We're summoned to the plate. If it happens to you, step up in confidence, because the world needs you and needs you there. But there's this other way that we're called, and it's on the opposite end of the experience spectrum, because this is when it's our turn and we feel called to whatever it is we're called to, and we are anything but ready. And we don't have what's needed, but it's our turn anyway. The biblical examples of this experience of inadequacy are many. You find them in practically every book, which is reassuring, given how often we feel the same way. For example, there's this common refrain among the prophets, those whom God called throughout the history of ancient Israel to do a particular task at a particular time. And the refrain was almost always a very polite pointing out to God how they were the wrong person for the job. So there's Moses, who God wants to go to tell the Egyptian ruler that it's time to let the enslaved Israelites go free. And Moses points out to him that he has a stutter. Or there's Jeremiah, who says to God that no one's going to listen to him because he's only a boy. And then there's Isaiah, who responds to the call with this complete washing over of shame. And he says, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. I am the last person, God, that you want for this job." And God, in each case, in effect, says, "I know who you are. I know who you are. I know your strengths and I know your shortcomings. Step up. Step up anyway, and I'll be with you." And there's a similar refrain among Jesus' disciples, you recall, most notably with Simon Peter. And he also says, in response to Jesus, "Stay away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." And Jesus' response, I'm paraphrasing a bit, is, "Yeah, tell me something I don't know. Now step out of your boat and up to the plate. I need you to help me fish for people." Clear message throughout Scripture that whenever God calls or life summons us to step up, most of us feel unworthy and unprepared. And the good news, and this is good news, that often when we do, God makes possible what we can't. So that it's clear, as St. Paul wrote of his own experience of this, that this extraordinary power comes from God and doesn't belong to us. I live my entire life that way. As I often say, right inside the miracle of the loaves and fish the story that instructs us all to offer what we have in the face of great need, even though we know it's not enough, because it's precisely what God will use to make a miracle. So I am here to say to everyone who feels stretched beyond your limits, doing all you can and more to hold life together, and it not feeling like enough, that you're doing it. You are stepping up to the plate. You didn't ask for this plate, but it's there and it's yours, and you're showing up every day. And God sees you. I see you. Part of the reason people like me are willingly taking on more and more is because we see people like you. And what's being asked of us pales in comparison to what's being asked of